Rhode Island House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello says he hopes to have some kind of deal to present in the coming weeks for a PASOK stadium on the Providence waterfront.
Well, I'd like to see a proposal come together in the near future. I think we're getting close to a proposal which is revenue neutral or slightly better.
The original proposal from the PASOK ownership group called for a $120 million state subsidy and a property tax break from the city of Providence. That deal ran into steep opposition, so the two sides went back to the bargaining table. Recently, the PASOK embarked on a renewed PR campaign to garner support for the stadium. And sports economist Victor Matheson from College of the Holy Cross in Worcester says they may get a boost from co-owner Larry Lucchino when he steps away from the helm of the Red Sox organization.
The big thing it changes is it puts a person kind of full-time in charge of trying to get the stadium deal through.
That could help because since the sudden death of PASOK co-owner Jim Skeffington, the team has been without a person devoted to promoting the proposal. Lucchino attempted to take up the mantle, but Matheson says he couldn't really give it his full attention.
It's very hard to be a full-time proponent for the PASOK at a new stadium while at the same time trying to run the Red Sox up in Boston as well.
Negotiations between state officials and the PASOK are ongoing. Andrew Zimbalist, a sports economist at Smith College, has been working on the deal as a paid consultant for the state.
Our negotiations are advancing very nicely, I think.
Asked whether Lucchino's change of employment status would affect his advice to state officials, Zimbalist says Lucchino still has an impressive track record of urban stadium development in Baltimore, San Diego, and Boston.
He's the fundamental architect of the new stadium model, which was to take stadiums from the suburbs and bring them back downtown. He started that with Camden Yards in 1992 in Baltimore, and then he continued it again with the renovation of Fenway Park.
All of that experience could benefit a Providence ballpark if a deal can be reached.
And the fact that he won't be as involved with the Red Sox in Boston means that he'll have more time for dealing with the design and integration of the ballpark in Providence if it does come to pass, and that's a positive.
Opponents of the plan to move the PASOK from Pawtucket to Providence have raised a number of concerns, including traffic, noise, and the use of land originally designated for a public park. Pawtucket officials and residents are also unhappy about the loss of revenue for their city. Despite these public complaints, Zimbalist believes it's unlikely the team will stay in Pawtucket. He cites the age of McCoy Stadium and its lack of modern amenities.
You can play a baseball game there, you can sell tickets there, and you can sell hot dogs.
But College of the Holy Cross economist Victor Matheson says there's a difference between needing a new stadium and wanting one.
And, of course, the required peanuts and popcorn and Cracker Jack, which you're required to do by the song. So, you know, it's a perfectly good ballpark. It's not as good a ballpark as someone might want.
It remains to be seen how much a better ballpark will cost taxpayers and whether the public and state and city officials can be convinced to support the plan. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.